Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Do you feel like in some ways you had to raise yourself?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I've learned from your podcast, is to just go back to the little girl inside of me and just kind of say, it's okay. You are loved. You are a child of God. Your husband is not going to abandon you. Your children are going to love you. You can work on this. Like, it's not ta-ta, like, oh, you'll get better. It's like, okay, it's time to like look at things and fix them and ask Jesus for help and other people for help, because it's very lonely in motherhood. Like, you can be very alone and have all these questions about whether or not you're doing it right or wrong. And you can't look at your spouse and say, tell me the answer.
Right.
He doesn't know the
answer. Right. Are you ready to talk to me? My name is Deborah Falada, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, national speaker, and author. Through my blog, books, and podcast, I have the privilege of helping millions of people get healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. The purpose of this podcast is to have on-air, authentic, counseling-style sessions where we talk about how people are really doing and give my guests and callers an opportunity to talk to me as a licensed professional counselor. Each of these episodes is meant to show you that we are all on the journey of healing, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally, together. None of us are immune to the challenges and struggles of life, but we don't have to walk this path alone. I'm so proud and honored to be having these conversations with men and women who are courageously paving the way for open and honest conversations about their personal journey of healing. So if you're ready, let's talk. Today on the podcast, we have Rebecca from Florida. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's so good to have you, and it's so good to meet you. So how did you and I get connected?
We got connected because I reached out on your platform, Ask Deborah.
Yeah.
I think it was like about 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how long ago.
So did we connect originally on Instagram?
No, I found you while I was watching Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and you were talking with Gary Thomas about married sex.
Yes.
It hit home, and I researched you like crazy, and I found your podcast.
Thank God for Google.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I'm so glad that you found your way to the podcast, and then even more exciting that now you're a guest on the podcast. So you wrote into the hotline, and I just kind of want to hear your question from your own words of what's going on and what can we talk through today?
Okay. My question originally, it is, how do I raise healthy children in an unhealthy relationship with my husband? It felt like, but during the time, if I can kind of give a background story.
Yeah, please do.
It was during a time that we were hitting our seventh year of marriage, and we have 3 kids under 5, and it very struggling. And I was hyper focused on my kids because of, you know, you just want to do well.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was paying much attention to my marriage. So when I found you, I started listening. I listened to every single podcast, by the way.
Wow. So, you deserve an award.
I went through to check. I was like, yep, it's hit played. All of them.
I love it. I love it.
So I had you in my head, and I was going to tell you that, but I was like, hopefully she's not weirded out. But I have conversations with Deborah Felite in my head. But like, what would you say kind of thing?
Yeah.
And it's really pieced together a lot of things since I originally asked that question.
Wow. And
not that we're in a healthy relationship completely, we're perfecting it.
So one of the things I'm hearing you say is that one of the pieces to the original question of how do I raise healthy kids in an unhealthy marriage? Is it even possible? One of the pieces that you found was the fact that you were unhealthily focusing on the kids, making them too big of a portion of the equation of life, which then impacted your marriage by causing stress, tension, unmet expectations and needs in the marriage, which then overflowed into the kids' lives, because it's like when things aren't healthy, everybody feels it. So one step for you in the right direction was shifting your priorities and starting to focus more on your marriage, which is ironic, right? Because the question is, how do I help my kids? How do I help my kids? But the solution is focusing on my marriage. And first of all, I commend you. I mean, with literally you went on a podcast binge, listened to every episode, but the truth is you started doing things differently.
Yeah.
So tell me, I'm curious, what does that look like, prioritizing your husband over your kids? And also tell me, let's start with this. What did it look like when you prioritized your kids over your husband?
Breaks my heart for them. A lot of hyper-focusing on your kids can cause them a lot of pain that they don't. First of all, they're going to know. That's what I figured out. They're going to know when there's a problem.
You're right. How old are they?
They're 5, 3, and 1 now.
So even little kids, you guys, even little kids can totally sense when something's off, right?
Yes. And it wasn't like we were behind closed doors, like having our disputes. It was in front of them. I mean, it's a lot of the time in front of the kids because they're always at your feet.
Right.
But the kids though, definitely they are getting a lot of attention because mommy wants to make it right for them. So mommy's going to overly make sure they have everything they need. And sometimes they just need a break. They just need playtime by themselves or playtime with mommy. Not, are you okay? What is there a problem? Do you know that mommy and daddy love you? That kind of stuff is just not healthy for them, I think, because it makes them question, do you love me? Like, you know, like what's going on? Why would you ask that? You know?
Yeah. I think it's healthy to a degree, but you're right. Every second of every day, it's like, wait, am I missing something? Like, why does she keep asking me this? And really you're doing it for you at that point more than you're doing it for them. You're doing it to ease your guilt. You're doing it to ease the worries and fears that you have. So you're parenting out of fear and guilt rather than out of freedom. Is there something in your life you want to change? I sure hope so, because healthy people are always on the trajectory of learning and growing and healing. Maybe it's your negative thinking that's keeping you stuck. Maybe you find your emotions are overwhelming you with fear and hopelessness, shame, anxiety, or depression. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship with God. Maybe you're stuck in a pattern of unhealthy relationships. Maybe it's behaviors that are sabotaging your life, like an addiction or unhealthy habits. It could be your attitude, your mindset, or your perspective on life that needs to shift. Whatever it is, in order for change to happen, it has to start from the inside out. Taking the best of psychology and pairing it with God's word, my book Reset is all about getting healthy from the inside out. It's a book of 31 mindset shifts and sustainable practices that will guide you into the process of healing by giving you practical steps that will transform your life with change that lasts. No matter how many times you failed before, I want to help you do it differently this time. So grab a copy of Reset today and get ready to reset your life from the inside out. Check out DeborahFilleta.com/reset or grab your copy anywhere books are sold. Before we get any deeper, you know, since I have you, part of me wonders, like, first of all, why do you think you've become that type of parent? Why do you think you've had the tendency to be a parent that is, I'm going to use this word loosely, overbearing, overinterested, overconnected?
My lack of connection in childhood, I think, from my mother and my father. I didn't have a father in the home. Like, he was, they were divorced when I was five. My mom was, worked three jobs. Like, she would drive home, park in the driveway, and it would be midnight, and I'd go out and knock on the window and say, "Hey, mom, you want to come inside?" Like, that kind
of. Wow.
Like, she was working, but she loves Jesus with all her heart. But it was to the point where it was like, it was just a lot to go through as a young kid, because there's eight of us. I was the seventh of eight.
Wow.
I'm the seventh of eight. So my older siblings got that dynamic of father in the home, but it was very toxic. And I got no father in the home, and I was just sad.
Yeah. single mom.
Yeah.
Who was really busy and unavailable emotionally. And you felt that and kind of struggled through that. Do you feel like in some ways you had to raise yourself?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I've learned from your podcast, is to just go back to the little girl inside of me and just kind of say, it's okay. You are loved. You are a child of God. Your husband is not going to abandon you. Your children are going to love you. You can work on this. Like, it's not ta-ta, like, oh, you'll get better. It's like, okay, it's time to like look at things and fix them and ask Jesus for help and other people for help, because it's very like lonely in motherhood. Like, you can be very alone and have all these questions about whether or not you're doing it right or wrong. And you can't look at your spouse and say, tell me the answer.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And you can ask everyone else. But then you're allowing all this information to come in, and it's toxic or not. But
I know, and other people's information is often tainted by their childhood. So it's like you're going to get so many different answers. But I'm so proud of you, and just hearing you kind of figure this out and do the work and realize that in a way you're starting to overcompensate for what you didn't have by being overconnected, overbearing, out of a fear of being disconnected, out of a fear of being emotionally unavailable, out of a fear that you're going to mess your kids up the way that you feel like you were messed up in childhood. And now you're like, I don't want to mess them up, so I'm going to focus so much on them, which then takes the entire family out of sync, right? Because then your marriage is on the back burner. So what a revelation for you.
Oh, it gives me chills because the solution is always inside the problem. So I saw this video the other day, and it was this guy explaining how ash on a window, it can't come off with Windex or water or scrubbing it. You have to use ash to scrub it off, go into the ash pile, wet it and scrub it off. And it was just like, that's my marriage. I mean, if I'm looking for my children to be healthy, I've heard it once, but it didn't click until recently. Like, you know, this past year, look at your marriage. I mean, you created these people with this person. Why not create these relationships with this person still? Like, it's all in this relationship that God has given me and how ungrateful I've been. You know, it's been makes me want to cry, but yeah, like it's so easy to be ungrateful.
Yeah.
But it's better to be grateful. So sorry, I don't mean to cry.
You're allowed to cry here. We welcome tears.
Yeah. And I did my makeup for you.
I'm used to it.
Oh, great.
Awesome. You know, I think you're right. Like, perspective matters so much. Gratitude isn't just this, like, let me just be thankful. It literally is a shift of perspective of what do I have rather than what do I want. What have I been given rather than what do I need? What's going well rather than what's going terrible? What here is good rather than what here is frustrating? And it sounds like you have been on that journey. And the thing that has had the most amount of change since you submitted your question has been you.
Yeah. I'm the problem.
It's me. Hi. Yeah, I think that is the most healthy thing we can say, in the sense of I have to take ownership. That is the one thing that sets apart healthy people from unhealthy people, is ownership. And for far too long, you were blaming it on your husband or your marriage. You know, sometimes it's easy to blame it on the marriage, because the marriage is this, like, feels like this distant thing rather than me. Like, I am part of this relationship. So you've been learning how to heal your childhood wounds. What does it look like to go back and heal and realize that you don't want a parent out of that little vulnerable child who's feeling alone and afraid of abandonment and all of these things? You don't want a parent out of her. You don't want a parent out of little Rebecca. You want a parent out of mature, Holy Spirit filled, healed Rebecca. So you've been doing that work. And then you've also made the shift of realizing that your husband is an important piece to this. And so tell me about that. What has that looked like for you, and appreciating him and prioritizing him? People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past, in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out.
First, you have to have a role model of who's appreciating their husband, because the world is so filled with, oh, let me complain. And I fell into that, and that doesn't work. But when you find a healthy marriage, when I found a healthy marriage, it was all around me. Anyway, I just started asking questions like, what do you guys do to prioritize yourselves? Like you and John, I know about your Sunday nights at nine.
Yeah.
I keep preaching it. I'm like, this is the way, Tony. Like, we have to do this.
We just checked in last night. So we're still going strong.
That's super awesome. I mean, that's the end goal for me, is that that's just routine, you know, but definitely, looking for role models like you and John and my chiropractic family. They are just powerhouse in like other marriages. And I look at the bad, the not so healthy relationships. And I also look at those and say, okay, I don't want those, but, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, this is great. What's something that you feel like you've been starting to do differently with your husband? I love the idea of, first and foremost, surround myself with people who are doing it well, that I want to be like, and learn from them, but also learn from the ones that I'm like, I don't want to do it that way. So what's something that you have done a little bit differently to try and start to change your marriage? No, the one thing you mentioned is, first of all, changing your attitude, having more gratitude towards your husband rather than everything that it's not, everything that he's not. What's something else that you feel like you've done differently to prioritize your husband and your marriage?
I feel like it's one more thing. Do one more thing. You know, we can always do one more thing, and I can always do one more thing, whether it's cleaning up and just making it a pleasant space for him to come home to, or it's, I don't want him to handle the dishes, so I'm gonna handle it for him. I'm not gonna nag if he doesn't do the routine of, okay, we're gonna put the dish in the dishwasher. Like, I'm not gonna do that anymore. Or I'm going to purposely set a reminder in my phone to say, encourage Tony. Just text him and just remind myself to do that. Because
for those of us who aren't natural encouragers, I'm in that category. We need reminders.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, what else?
Sex.
That
was the thing that started this all.
Yeah.
Like, learning about you was Gary Thomas and you wrote a book, Married Sex, and I ordered it, started reading a book. I finished that book. I don't think I've finished a book in 10 years.
It's an easy one to finish. Let's just put it that way.
Yes. It's like a handbook.
Yes.
For me. It's wonderful. So when I read that, the whole lack of intimacy with my husband was, a lot of key points were in that book, so that I could say, oh, I don't feel fulfilled in this because I'm lacking confidence. I'm the little girl. I'm not becoming a mature woman that is attractive to him. Like, in a sense of, I'm going to command my space with us in this bedroom, or I'm going to command my confidence to come out and just flow out of that. Because I tend to be like, what are you going to do for me? You know, like, what are you going to do for me? And meanwhile, he's doing everything. But like, I have to walk in the responsibility of, I need to help this situation by doing something for this situation. So
wow,
there's lots of ownership.
Girl, I am like floored at what I'm hearing, because, you know, it's almost like I didn't even know you before. But from your first question that you submitted many, many months ago, because it takes a while to get to some of these questions, to today, it's almost like I have watched you grow up from that child into the woman that God has called you to be. Like, parenting out of childhood wounds, living out of childhood wounds, coping out of childhood wounds, being married out of childhood wounds, like you said, it's almost like you're a wife in the form of a little girl who's like unable to take care of herself and functioning out of all of these hurts and wounds and fears. And God is like, no, let's start here. Let me heal you. Let me deal with some of these childhood wounds and help you grow up. Let me parent you well. And you took the reins and allowed him to help you heal. And in a way, you reparented yourself and allowed God to show you what it looks like to heal and to grow up from some of those hurts. And I'm hearing you talk and I'm like, goodness gracious, all this from some podcast binging?
Yep.
I'm impressed at the work that you have done on your own.
I'm impacted by the work that you've done. So thank you.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. You are the reason I do what I do. And people like you who actually say, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to start thinking about why I do what I do. I'm going to start taking ownership. I'm curious, has your husband noticed any of this?
Oh, well, he's counseling with one of your counselors right now.
So. I love it. So he's kind of started his own journey.
He has. Yeah, he has.
So in a way, you've rubbed off on him and he's like, you know what? I got work to do too.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That makes me so happy.
I know. It makes me so happy. I mean, yeah, like when I first started listening to you, I would just send him like the Focus on the Family with you and Gary. And then I was like, this is, I mean, of course, sex.
You started with the sex. Yeah, this is good. Listen to this.
Got the book, started reading it out loud to him.
I love that. And I highly recommend that couples do that, because it's such a good conversation starter. And it's not just a book about sex. It's a book about intimacy on every level and what blocks intimacy as well.
being a little Christian girl, purity culture, it was like, oh my gosh, this is so many answers. Like, this helps me take away the disgusting of the world and realize, yeah, that is not what I wanted anyway. That's why I didn't want sex. But now I look at this and, like, you know, reference to looking at it from God's perspective, and it's like, oh my gosh, a song, you know, this is a song that we're making together. This is music to God's ears. This is a beautiful thing. Looking at it, really looking at it that way, was just mind shifting. It's just completely mind shifting.
This is exciting. I mean, you are on a journey. I think you're the first hotline caller who has ever answered your own question. Like, you know what? Here was my question. Here's the answers I got, and here's what I've been doing. What do you think? And I give you an A++ for the work that you've been doing. But I do want to ask you this. What's next? Okay. What's next on your journey of healing and ownership and just continuing to grow?
I'm continuing to grow. I mean, it's not what next. I'm still on it. I'm not arrived. I have all these wonderful things that have happened, but it's not enough. Like, I'm so hungry for more, that I don't even know what to see. It's kind of, it's scary because it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go on to this next thing. And you think that, you know, being a stay-at-home mom and a wife, I don't have that career. I don't have that thing that people, especially the world, over glorifies, like, oh, why do you want to be a mom when you can have this career? It's like, yes, I do want, there's a part of me that's like, I want to be excellent in something that I'm like, something, you know, something. But then God keeps shifting my mindset back to motherhood is your career. Like, wifehood is your career. It's not anything less. It's just as important. And me discovering that is me being grateful for it and then trying to dig into how can I perfect this motherhood so that I do it well. I want to do it in excellence. I want to take every opportunity to do good, but it's not perfect. I mean, I don't want perfect, but I do want to better myself because I still have angry outbursts. I still have, you know, like, ungratefulness, and I still have all these things, but I think just like seeing what's next. I mean, it's kind of like the Holy Spirit's just preparing my heart for just being open to what He wants me to do, because I know He's etching away all the crud and all the stuff for something.
Yeah, He is. He's revealing something beautiful. He's taking you into the next level of healing. And it's amazing to see that as you get healthy, it overflows into your marriage.
Yeah.
It overflows onto your children. Like, that is literally the most important thing that you can do, is be healthy. And then they get to see healthy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're doing. So I commend you for your hard work, and I'm excited for your next steps. Have you read Reset yet?
I have it, and I've started on it, but I haven't finished it yet.
That's next on your list.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. One little thing at a time, one little practice at a time, one little hammering away at the old and revealing the beautiful truth underneath the surface. And so, good for you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast and for sharing your story, and also just motivating and inspiring other people to do the work.
Thank you. And also, yeah, I'm doing a lot more work. It's not rainbows and kittens by any means. I don't want to paint the picture that I've got it all together.
No, please. I understand you. I think you have painted a very authentic picture.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you're enjoying what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, choosing marriage, love in every season, are you really okay, married sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about all of those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, as well as the Debra Falada Counselors Network, over at my blog, truelovedates.com, or my website, debrafalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Debra Falada. Send me a DM and tell me your story. If you have a question on your mind or a guest suggestion, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/talktome and let me know what's on your mind. I'm Debra Falada, and it was so great being with you today. I can't wait to talk with you again next week. I'll see you then.